Hello, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. My name is Harold. May I ask the name of the person you're transferring?
Sherelle Johnson.
Sherelle Johnson, give me one moment. And my name is Harold. Once again, I'll be able to assist you here today, Sherelle. I do want to let you know we are on a recorded line for quality assurance purposes. And I do want to ask you, have you found an attorney to help you file that claim?
No.
No. Okay. Let me go ahead and mark that here. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any documents?
Yes, no, I haven't. I
Okay.
haven't.
Perfect. And then, Sherelle, can I ask you, did you use Hair Relaxer?
Yes.
How long have you used Hair Relaxer for? Or how long did you use it?
22 years.
About 22 years.
22 years.
Did you use it within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Okay. And then let me ask you this. Were you ever diagnosed with endometrial, uterine, or ovarian cancer?
Ovarian cancer.
I'm sorry to hear that. I'm sorry
Thank
to hear
you.
When were you diagnosed with ovarian cancer?
Yeah, you said when?
Yeah.
It was September 2020, 2002, I'm sorry.
2002. Okay. So about 20 years ago you were diagnosed?
Yes.
Okay. So with the statute of limitations, they only go as far back as 2005 at the moment. So we would not be able to qualify you for it right now. Now, if anything changes, we'll be able to give you a call back and let you know that we can, go far back, further back.
Maybe I answered the question wrong. Wait. You asked me when did I start using it, right?
No,
Is
no,
that
no.
when did you what did you ask me?
When were you
'Cause me
diagnosed with the ovarian cancer?
I was diagnosed, let me get my dates right. I'm sorry. I got my dates messed up. I was diagnosed in February 2024.
2024. Okay, so this year you were diagnosed.
Yes, I'm sorry. I
Okay.
got all my dates wrong.
No worries, no worries. And then you started using it in 2002 is what you're saying? And
Yes.
then
Yes.
you used it all the way up into 2022 then?
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. And what state are you in at the moment?
No. I'm in Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
I stopped using it in February 2024.
2000, gotcha, when you were diagnosed.
Right.
Gotcha, okay.
No, that's when I stopped using it.
When were
But I
you
got
di-
diagnosed
Mm-hmm.
in February 14, 2024.
Gotcha, okay. February
Okay. I just
14,
want to make sure
2000. Yeah,
'cause I
no
get
worries.
confused.
No worries. I appreciate that. As long as everything is accurate, that's kind of what, we need. And what hospital diagnosed you?
It was Chester County Hospital.
Is that the one at the 701 East Marshall Street?
That's correct.
Do you remember the doctor who diagnosed you?
The doctor that diagnosed me was his name is Dr. Robert Gintoli.
Do you know how to spell that?
No. His name, the doctor that diagnosed me was Dr. William Atkins, MD. He's an obstetrician, OBGYN.
Gotcha. Okay. And then that's at the Chester County Hospital, right?
Yes.
Okay. How many times would you say you used the hair relaxer in a year if you had to average?
I used it maybe 5 to 6 times in a year.
Five to six times in a year. Okay. So you did use it four or more times prior to you being diagnosed. How many times would you say on average you used it prior to you being diagnosed in total?
It was like a minimum of 3 years.
Let's see here. So 22, and then you said about five times a year or so. So about 110
times. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And now you are a resident of the United States, correct?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And now what is your date of birth?
May 5th, 1964.
Were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
No. And then do you know of any family friends who started to use, who used hair relaxer who was also diagnosed?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Okay. Well, if you can give them my information, I would definitely appreciate, you know, the more people who know about it, the better.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah,
I will.
No problem. And so you started in 2002, you stopped in 2024. Were you using it weekly or were you using it monthly?
Like monthly.
Monthly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you use it at home or at the salon?
At the salon.
Salon. And then what brand name were you using?
I was using L'Oreal Dark and Lovely.
Dark and Lovely, okay. And then were you diagnosed with cancer 2 or more years after you first started to use the product?
Yes.
And then what type of treatments have you been receiving?
The treatments that I received, I received chemotherapy, immunotherapy, and a complete hysterectomy surgery, and pain meds.
When did your chemo start?
My chemo started, it's been so long, wait a minute. My chemo, February 2024, like 4 to 5 days after my diagnosis.
Gotcha. Okay. So they started kind of immediately.
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. And then that was, did they do the treatments at the Chester County Hospital?
Yes.
Okay. And then could you go ahead and confirm your gender for me?
I'm female.
And then could you spell out your first name for me?
It's S-H-A-R-E-L-L-E.
Perfect. And then last name, J-O-H-N-S-O-N.
That's correct.
Perfect. What is the best email address for you?
It's Sherelle505@gmail.com.
And then the best phone number, 267-226-1560.
That's correct.
And then what is your property address?
My address is 914 South Avenue, apartment B7, C. Kane, PA. 19018.
Thank you. And then do you have the medical records? Or would the hospital
not
have
yet.
Them?
Yes.
The hospital has them. Okay.
Yes.
All right. And now I do request an emergency contact. God forbid something happens to you. We want to make sure someone in your family receives this money. Who would you like to put down as your emergency contact?
Let me see. I'm trying to see who would I like to put down. It could be anybody that I want.
Mm-hmm. Anybody that you want.
Maybe I'll say... I'm trying to think who's more liable to be home and who's able to be. Just say Cree Williams.
Is that a P-R-E Williams?
It's C-R-E-E.
Williams, thank you. And then the phone number?
She's at, 1 second, let me look her number up.
Okay.
One second, Sarah.
No worries.
It's 302-984-8018.
Perfect. And then the relationship?
She's my niece, my great niece.
Okay. All right, see. And now for the last thing, we do need the social in order to pull the medical records. I can go ahead and take the last four if you don't want to provide, you know, the full thing as well.
I can give you the full okay. number. It's 159-60-1909.
All righty. Let me go ahead and verify my spelling, verify this information. So when I send this up to you and the law firm, it's a, you know, smooth process for you. I do
okay.
want to reiterate, we are on a recorded line for quality assurance purposes, and you do want to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And now you were diagnosed with ovarian cancer. That was 2/14/2024. You are in Pennsylvania. You did use hair relaxer four more times in a year. Your date of birth is 5/5/1964. You started using hair relaxer 2002, stopped in 2024. You used it monthly. You were using the Dark and Lovely. You did have chemotherapy, immunotherapy, and a hysterectomy. That was all done at the Chester County Hospital. You are female.
Yes.
You spell your name S-H-A-R-E-L-L-E. Last name J-O-H-N-S-O-N.
Yes.
And then your social, 159-601-909. Your email address is your first name, Cheryl, 505@gmail.com. Your phone number, 267-226-1560. Your property address is 914 South Avenue, Apartment B7 in Chicane, Pennsylvania, 19018. The hospital has the medical records. And then we have Cree, your niece, 302-984-8018 as emergency contact. Did that all sound correct to you?
Yes. No, the only thing that didn't sound correct was my social.
Okay.
I think you put a different – can I just repeat it so you'll have the correct number?
Absolutely.
It's 159-60-1909. When you said it before, you said it differently.
Gotcha. Okay. Let me see. 159-60-1909.
That's correct.
Perfect. Okay. All right. T, let me go ahead and send you over these documents. Are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yes.
Perfect. So I'm going to send you over these DocuSigns now. This allows us basically, you know, to go ahead and pull the medical records and everything like that. So you should have just received it to your text message as well as your email, whatever's easier for you to pull it up. And then let me send you this text message as well. And this is Harold King. Save me and your phone. And so the law firm you're working with is Pulaski Law Group, and they're based out of Texas. And so I just sent you their information. And so how this is going to work, once I get these documents back, I'll be able to get them over to the law firm. The law firm will then call you within 7 business days. So sometime next week, they'll probably call you. During that phone call, they're basically going to iron out any details that they, you know, they might have. And then, everything goes smooth, they'll be able to then request medical records from the hospital and get working on your behalf.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, of course.
I can get started on these signing now.
Perfect. Yep. And then once I get those back from you, I'll be able to send them up, okay?
Okay. Thank you, Harold.
Of course, no problem at all. You have a blessed rest of your day and happy holidays.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.